Wait, you don't want me?
Hello, hello. This
hey,
is...
G'day, how's it going?
This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Highly Recommended an hour later than usual, because I was going to see an incredible concert by Amble and the Sniffers, who I'm currently joined by, if you guys would like to...
G'day.
Hey, hey.
How's it going? Yep.
Thank you, guys. I love your concert. I'm also joined by Ian, who I'd met once before.
Hello, I'm your extremely... unprepared host.
Quite all right.
We've met Ian before as well. I met Ian last time we were in Boston.
Oh, yeah?
That's true.
Yeah.
I was at the King Gizzard concert, and he gave me a beer.
See, I was in New Zealand last year, but I went to the King Gizzard show before that in 2017, and I wish I could have made the one in 2018, or 2017, whenever that was.
Yeah, it was only June.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you do it in Massachusetts, where you guys roll over the year in July. But yeah, it was this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon so. So, well, just thank you guys all for joining me. Well, pleasure to have you on the show. I love your music. And so I guess to start off, if you'd like to talk me through, like, well, how'd you guys meet? How did it all start?
The pub, pretty much. I think the pub, me and Amy grew up kind of together. We grew up in like pretty like close places to each other. thanks, Gus. So yeah, we kind of met when we were like fucking like 14, freaking like 14 or something.
Nice.
Yeah, but I met these two at the pub, and yeah.
So those two met, and then I met Bryce and Amy at a pub, and then when my old band went down to Tasmania, which is where Gus is from, mm-hmm. we met at the pub there.
Yeah. Sure. Do you guys mind me asking how old you were when you all met?
I would have been
20.
I was 21. 21 and 1 month old.
Damn.
No, I would have been 20 then when we met.
Actually, 21 and 1 week. I met them a week after turned 21.
Shit. Well, that's sounds like a good week.
Yeah. What a coincidence. How'd you guys get into playing music? How'd that all start out?
We all live together. Not him though, not the bass player, our current bass player. Uh-huh. But yeah, the three of us and our old bass player live together, and we're kind of fooling around like in other bands, and then we just thought we'd like make a house album, mm-hmm. or a house EP, and then kind of just fired it out in a night.
Yeah, I heard you guys threw it all together in one day.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Do you guys mind me asking what bands you based that original tape off?
I don't even know if we based it off anything. We just kind of just went, let's just write like four songs, like, and just fucking freaking fart them out.
Honestly, like, yeah, it was nothing. It was just really natural. When we were talking about like starting a band as a house, I had the idea of like B-52s, but obviously it never came out anything like that.
Yeah, I think we all had like kind of different ideas in our heads, and that's how it turned out.
Is it weird to say that it's the same kind of like energy?
Definitely.
That like pushes forward? I don't know.
Like the B-52s have like a lot of really good energy, and you guys are just like so full of energy too. It's
Yeah, we are. Yeah. I mean, we sit in a car all day and
listen
to podcasts, so we got lots of energy to put out.
You guys are all pent up.
Yeah, we're pent up in a van for 6 hours a day.
Favorite podcasts?
Yeah, what do you guys listen to?
I listen to a bit of This American Life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Case Files is a good one. I like that a lot.
Case Files is an Australian one, which is pretty good.
Have to check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, Australian crime one.
Oh, shit.
A bit of Joe Rogan, but he's a bit of a...
Yeah.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Spike, our tour manager, chucked on, was it You Must Remember This?
Yeah,
which is about Hollywood, and we listened to like 9 hours worth of Charles Manson's Hollywood.
Oh shit!
Is what it is. Yeah.
Oh,
sounds interesting.
That was
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of time to kill on the road, so
yeah,
you may as well
educate yourself.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you're gonna kill time, you may as well incorporate Charles Manson into it.
Killed a lot of people after all.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho. So if you guys had to like pick out like any gigs that were really memorable for you guys, what would you say?
We played a festival in Australia called Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we were the opening band, and it's like every Meredith, it's like a kind of like a countdown to the opening band. So it's pretty special. And like pretty much everyone in the festival goes there to watch like the opening band. So we played that, and yeah, there was like a fair few thousand people there, which was pretty gnarly. Mm.
That's
probably the highlight for me, I think.
That's the first one that came to my mind too. And we had the pleasure of breaking down in Bryce's car too on the way. it was very memorable.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, you guys? What is your most memorable?
Lots. I don't know. We play a lot of shows in a lot of fucking weird places. Sorry. In a lot of weird places and done a lot of weird things. What do we do? I'm trying to think of something recently that's...
Chicago was good.
It was good. That was
Toronto.
Great. Great. Toronto was cool. Yeah, Toronto a lot of shows cool. this tour.
Mm.
What have we done? Oh,
yeah, the most recent ones are probably the most memorable.
The only thing that comes to mind is not like the show, but the green room. We were in Belgium.
The catering.
We're in Belgium and like playing at some festival, but our green room was a primary school.
Memorable.
It's like that's the thing that only thing.
Memorable is probably the wrong word to use for Gus because he doesn't remember many gigs.
But yeah, I don't know.
It means it's a good gig, eh?
Yeah.
As
well. Good bar tab.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ripper Rider.
I bet so. What would you guys like me to play next?
Can you play Surfboard 45?
Surfboard 45?
Surfboard 45.
Yeah, I can.
They're a sick band. They're from America.
Surfboard 45. Is that one word or?
No, two. Surfboard's a band.
And 45's a song.
Yeah.
Surfboard.
Surfboard?
I can't find it on here.
Come on, Max.
Let's see if I can find it on here.
Is it on Spotify?
Wow.
Yeah,
it's on Spotify.
You might have it on. It is?
S-U-R-F.
Surf B-O-R-T.
Oh, the whole band knows, dude.
S-U-R-F B-O-R-T.
Like
T?
Spelled like surfboard regularly, yeah?
Bought.
Bought.
It's a T.
Surfboard.
It's with a T?
Yeah.
No A.
Surfboard.
Oh, okay. I see. Surfboard 45.
Do they
Yeah. There we go. All right. I'll put that on.
Sweet.
Back again. That was a much shorter song than I expected.
We have Ian, Mellow Max, and Amel and the Sniffers from Melbourne, Australia, in the studio.
Wow, you should freaking work on radio.
I should.
Here on WMFO in Medford.
The new host.
Yeah,
me Max. And Max actually formed a band.
Yeah.
Yeah, Max and the Sniffers.
Yeah.
We're actually being interviewed by all of you.
Yes.
Right. Oh, yeah. Have any questions for us, eh?
How'd you make it?
What's your favorite color?
Probably like a lavender.
Lavender's good.
Yeah, lavender's good. It's like
I'd probably say like any blue that makes my eyes pop. Like
that's a good
What's your porn star name?
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
I've been told they look like James Dean. Something along those lines.
James Dean.
Something with Scarlet.
No, you know the game? It's like your porn star name is your...
Your first pet's what? Name and your street name.
Yeah. Oh, then I'd be...
Your middle name?
Your middle name?
It's street name.
Wow.
We did middle name before.
You can do either.
I'd be...
What
mine,
was the other thing?
Mine would be Jack Packenham.
Bo Fox.
Bo Fox.
Mine would be Prudence Watson.
That's great.
Mine is Frank St. George.
Mine's Boots Lagoon.
And I would be, I guess...
What's yours, Spike?
Random Midchester.
Random Midchester.
What? Or Mouse Midchester.
Did you have a pet called Random? Nice.
I did. It was a cat. My dad went to a store full of cats, and they had hundreds, literally hundreds. Sat down next to this one, started petting it. It was a cool cat. He was cool. I was like, yeah, can take you home, and we're going to name you Random, because it was totally random that I picked you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is not true at all.
100% is.
I don't think it is.
I can have my dad call in right now.
I have been on this show a number of one times, and I can tell you that is not true.
Well, Spike, what's your stripper name? Or porn star name?
Doesn't really fit. I mean,
anything.
It's fine.
Mockley, which is automatically...
The street, if you do it like first pet and the street, the first street you lived on.
There's no wrong answer.
Cooper Mansell. Oh yeah, that's Cooper a good Mansell. One. I can see that. That fucking fits you good.
Cooper Mansell.
Cooper
Mansell.
Not bad.
Spike, you could just keep Spike.
For those that can't, Spike's very dashing and handsome.
Spike's got big arms.
Wonderful muscles.
Yeah.
Well,
give us a question.
Yeah, the question I'd like to ask all of you is, outside of rock, what's your favorite genre to listen to?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
I like dancing.
Dancing?
Dancing. So anything that makes like you dance.
Anything that makes you dance, like, when I think of that, I think of like ELO, disco.
Yeah, I get around that.
Disco. I frick with disco.
You frick with disco.
I frick with disco.
Disco's good.
I like rap music.
I think we all like disco.
Yeah.
Because they're always talking about how much money they have and how many friends they have.
That makes me feel better when I listen to it.
Because even though they don't have it, it's like they're like manifesting it, you know? Exactly. But like punks are always like, I'm so poor, I'm so sad. But then like rappers are always like, I'm so rich, I'm so happy, I got so many friends. It's like they're manifesting it, you know what I mean?
It's a different sort of like indulgence.
Yeah, yeah.
Art form.
It's sick.
Do you guys listen to Brockhampton?
No, I've never listened
to them. I've listened to one of their songs, and I saw them at a festival that we played as well.
Oh shit, how was that?
it was alright. I mean, it's hard for me to buy music that has like no instruments on stage. So
yeah.
I mean, like, you know, six people in like white t-shirts, they gotta do a lot of crazy shit for me to be interested. So after like seeing like three songs, I sort of got a little bit depressed, I guess. I hyped them up in my mind a lot, because I listened to that one song, Boogie, and that's the only song
Great song.
I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be sick, and then I saw it and I was like, eh. They need guitar and drums or something.
Damn, hot takes.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, that is...
Yeah, totally fair. I'm gonna give you guys another hot take, which if you guys haven't heard, it's like an opinion which isn't necessarily the popular opinion. But,
are you explaining what a hot take is?
I needed to know.
What is this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Am I the Dumbo here for not assuming?
I don't know what a hot take is.
Hot take in Australia.
Let me shut up then. Oh my god.
I didn't know it before a month ago, so like I'm with you guys. But hot take, Marmite is better than Vegemite. Sorry, I'm sorry.
What?
What is it called?
Hot Marmite. Yeah, no, Marmite. It's a hot take.
Hot take is Marmite. No, you're absolutely incorrect.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can agree to disagree, yeah. But...
Because
you're a pussy.
I mean...
What is the case for Marmite over Vegemite?
I mean, Vegemite just has, like, that weird extra tang that it doesn't
the
need.
The tang is...
You're a weak dog.
Max,
that's
Marmite,
tang.
Marmite is like, a poor man's Vegemite.
Max, good luck at Australian customs.
I mean, hey, I studied abroad in New Zealand for 5 months.
Oh, yeah.
I had Vegemite, I had Marmite.
Oh,
gotta say, I'm on the Marmite side. But I mean, I'm also biased, so.
I've never had Marmite, but Vegemite's better.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, no. So, would you guys like to hear Boogie by Brockhampton?
Yeah. I have a cue.
Let's do it.
I like that song a lot.
We got that on. You can have that in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Mellow Max.
Oh, yeah. On 91.5 FM. WMFO.
Medford Tufts. Listening to KEXP. I'm Cheryl Waters. What's going on? Cheryl Waters, what's up? KEXP. Oh, yeah.
Got King of the Hit. And then you smoke cigarettes.
We are on air. The mics are still live. I'm going to actually just let the music play. Been shot down, kicked down twice. Ain't no stopping me tonight. I've been getting all the things I like. I've been beat up my whole life. I've been shot down, kicked down twice. Ain't no stopping me tonight. I've been getting all the things I like. My niggas taking over. Brockhampton, call your mama. My niggas going platinum. Break neck, see you to the doctor. Best boy best is One Direction. Making niggas itch like a skin infection. Did me wrong like a perfect Simpson. Did me wrong, you can change your song, hun. Who done got me riled up? Who the lame ass bitch wanna talk about us? Ooh, who done got me riled up? Who the lame ass bitch wanna talk about us? Ooh, come get it from me, come get it from me, come get it from me, come get it from me. Break next, I'm the chiropractor. Come on down, you know I got ya. Real shit feeling saturated. Real love is my fuck the haters. Break next, I'm the chiropractor. Come on down, you know I got ya. Real shit feeling saturated. Real love is my fuck the haters. When you see me in the street, they say willy willy. When you don't see me in the street, I'm like a hillbilly. Outside, cause nobody wanna see my willy. And outside, everybody wants see my willy. When you see me in the street, they say willy willy. Like a hillbilly. All side, cause nobody wanna see my willy. And all side, everybody wants see my willy. Let's see what the fuck is you all when we hit the room. Move to these niggas, throw me in the tomb. Hear the sounds of the feather when we spin the tunes. Everything feel right like you in the womb. What a mother makes you in the afternoon. Top shelf money, that's my new perfume. Twist it up like the end and I hear the fumes. I'm the one to zoom if you just assume. I've been beat up my whole life. I've been shot down, kicked down twice. Ain't no stopping me tonight. I've been getting all the things I like. I've been beat up my whole life. I've been shot down, kicked down twice. Ain't no stopping me tonight. I've been getting all the things I like. All right, we're back. You just had Brockhampton with Boogie, we were talking about that before, and it's a decent song. Brockhampton's all right. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
They're okay. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not listening. Yeah, you're all right.
They're definitely not listening.
Yeah, you're okay.
They're
not listening. Sorry.
If you're listening, you know what comes next.
We played a festival with them that I mentioned before, and I got to shake the main dude's hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Damn.
Which one was it?
I don't know which one. I just know.
Is it Lowlands or something?
Yeah, it was at Lowlands. Yeah, is that what you meant? Yeah, Lowlands. Gorillaz played that too. That was cool.
But oh, damn. That was cool. Did you meet Damon Albert?
Nah.
Okay.
I've sort of met him before.
No, you haven't.
All right, let's hear the story. Story. Oh, yeah.
Damon Albarn's story.
I haven't told my JFK story yet.
I don't think you've met JFK.
No, I didn't. No. But yeah, I went to a Blur gig when I was like 20, and I passed out in the front row, and just passed out, and then these nurses, like carried me over the barrier and they treated me, and I came to, and then when I came to, I stood on the side of the mosh pit and he came down off the stage and like was singing and I got to hold his hand. But that's
you got to hold Damon Albarn's
hand. I held Damon Albarn's hand and I got to sing like a chorus into the microphone.
Oh my god. Cool.
Yeah, I know. I didn't come here to name drop though. So let's get out of this.
You came here to rap, actually.
That's a pretty good story.
Yeah, so. Did you come here to rap?
No.
Like, is that what I just heard? I'm not giving you a break here. You need to rap.
No. My label doesn't allow me to rap.
strict
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
What's is there a particular place you associate with your songs?
Australia?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good answer, yeah.
I
entire
guess.
Continent.
Melbourne? Yeah.
Melbourne.
Definitely not anywhere outside of Australia, I think.
Where's the place you guys recorded before your big break or whatever you consider that to be?
Or whatever.
Well, we've only recorded in our bedroom and then at Flightless, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Just
so
Melbourne.
We haven't had our big break.
Just Melbourne, yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible. You've only recorded in your bedroom
and then at Flightless.
Probably a total of like 3 weeks of recording over the past 2.5 years existence or something.
Probably, but
if that, yeah, probably
we've
less
done
actually.
4 hours plus 6 hours plus 6 hours plus 6 hours.
So that's one day worth.
Damn.
24 hours and you guys are.
Well,
yeah. Look at you guys.
That's all it takes.
Oh yeah.
All you aspiring musicians out there, don't go on the studio.
The more you think, the less you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. You guys have any advice, any witticisms for any musicians out there listening?
Don't think about it too much.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Good advice.
Just do it. Let's go for it.
I'm sponsored by Nike.
You know, I actually So your top song right now is I'm Not a Loser. And how'd you come up with it?
It speaks for itself, really.
I think it does.
Well, I was like a venue booker at the time and everyone was just like, I don't know, you get treated being a chick differently, so it's kinda like that. And then that like people just wanted to hang out with time and I just wanted to get drunk in the kitchen. That's it.
Yeah.
Simple stuff.
It's pretty like hardcore frickin' punk.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't know. No,
it's a bop.
I love you guys.
It's absolutely a bop.
It's a frickin' bop.
I can vouch that Amy pays the rent on time every month.
I believe it.
And isn't the thing.
Yeah.
Says she is.
Which is like much less okay to say here in the States than it is like.
Well, that's why we didn't say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
In Australia, we have a thing and you say, I'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which is
I said that before.
The runt with a C. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah. It's like C, the letter C, the letter U, next Tuesday.
Yeah. And so I get to actually laugh at the joke that I pretended to got.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I said before.
Yeah, but they didn't get it.
But you didn't get it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So we got a fake laugh right
there.
Damn, guys.
Mr. Faker.
I mean, like in New Zealand... I mean, I haven't been to Australia. I would love to someday. But in New Zealand, they had, like, you know, calling someone a good runt. It's a great compliment. And it's not something that you would get in the States.
Charming,
Like, you would get a really weird look if you said that in the States.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. And we drop that a lot.
We're teaching one American at a time.
Yeah.
the C-bomb is allowed.
Yeah.
Always.
You're never not allowed to do the C-bomb.
Yeah.
Except for right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a good joke with the C-bomb. You know the difference between like a girls' track team and a band of pygmies?
No.
Band of what?
A pygmy. Band of pygmies. Like, you know, like they're like genetically
creatures or some shit.
Oh, no, they're real. What? They're like, but they're like, they're humans who are just like...
Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah. I completely different understanding. I apologize.
They live in the jungle and they're like short.
Yeah.
What is this punchline that's coming?
The difference between a band of pygmies and a girls' track team is one's a bunch of cunning runts, and
Max.
Yeah. You could do that better. You could do that like I don't know. You could be like what's like a bunch of Republicans fleeing from a burning building. Yeah. Yeah, this isn't a Republican station.
Oh no, this is a very blue state. It's a very
more than safe,
very liberal campus.
Yeah.
If anything, you've brought us off the train wreck.
I've got a joke. What's the difference between a Porsche and a porcupine?
What's that?
One has the prick on the inside.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Do you have anyone else have any jokes? Like,
No, but I can read some shit off the, read some stuff off the ceiling if you want.
No, I got one more.
Oh, yeah?
What's the difference between a Zippo and a hippo?
What is that?
One's heavy, one's a little lighter.
That's good.
Oh, I've always figured that they call them lighters because as you use them, they get lighter.
I think it's because they have a light coming out the end of
them. I think it's because fire happens.
yeah, but they totally get lighter. That's all right.
Yeah, that's like what gets wet as it dries.
What is that?
Oh, I know this.
A towel.
Ah, that's wet. Yeah.
This is our sage banter.
What about what's the difference between a dirty bus stop and a lobster with big boobs?
This one's actually really good.
What? One's a busty crust station and the other's a crusty bus station.
Oh, all right, Dad. Jeez.
I think it's actually the best that like set up punchline jokes.
All right, yeah. I think I'm gonna play.
Do better than that.
I think I'm gonna play. I'm not a loser, and we can brainstorm some good jokes in the meantime.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you. So when that was playing, I actually just asked the band what Sniff Sniff is about, and if you could reiterate that without swearing, because you're on airing.
Okay, without swearing. So Mole Sniff Sniff is about, it's like, rack off Mole, Sniff Sniff, I want to see some fighting, I want to see some biff, rack off Mole, Sniff Sniff, I want to see some slapping, I want to see some spit. And like, so Mole in Australia is like slang word for like somebody you don't like if you saw... some cow at a bar, you'd be like, oh, there's Sarah the Mole or whatever. And then so it's like, and rack off means like piss off, so it's like piss off, idiot. And then like, that's pretty much the translation.
Run.
And biff, you haven't mentioned.
And biff is like, you know, like a fight. So it's basically just, I guess it's about being at gigs and everyone just standing there with their arms crossed, but like, I want to see everyone shoving everybody and like spitting on everybody and... I don't know, just a bit of drama.
Oh,
you need the drama.
Yeah.
Something to talk about the next day.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely what you guys brought tonight.
100%.
It was a regular night, and then you guys showed up.
Like yeah. a bit of consensual violence never goes astray.
Exactly. Was, I think we all need a bit of consensual. Is that okay, yeah. consensual violence?
I 100% approve of consensual violence.
We approve of consensual violence. I mean, it's, on the show that I've been on one time.
Thank you for, you know, enhancing our Indigenous Peoples Day.
Nice, yes. Yeah.
That was me.
Oh, that was you. Yeah. I didn't know.
I couldn't hear what you said. I was like, what?
Yeah, no.
Because it was a Monday and everybody was out and I thought I had to explain.
That's awesome that you have that though, here.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually like technically Columbus Day.
Which is... No, it's not.
I mean,
no, like, it's not.
On the calendar, it is, and it's sad.
That's
but
contradicting to Indigenous Day, isn't it?
What's Columbus?
Yeah. I mean, Columbus was like, you know, sailed the ocean blue in 1492.
Who the
discovered America.
True. Yeah. I don't freaking know.
Well, bend over Columbus and get the Vaseline because that's where you're bloody getting it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to save that clip and replay it on like most of my shows. I love that. That's iconic.
Happy Indigenous Day.
Yeah, we take a
bend the heck over anti, Columbus.
Pro anti. What's his name? Columbus stance.
Yeah. That guy.
Anti him.
Yeah.
Fuck Columbus.
Boom.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, you know, somebody like, said it. We're not allowed to. But we're not,
what do you mean you're not allowed
fuck
to?
Fuck Columbus.
No, you can't say it. You can't swear.
you can't
say Columbus.
Sorry. But if I were to swear, that's exactly what I would say.
I actually saw like a really cool recreation of the like one of the original maps that he used, and it's like totally screwed up. But they actually had like a continent in the right place for Australia, which must have been a total coincidence. But for some reason, they had like this big continent in the middle of the South Pacific.
Cool. And, I don't know the timeline around it all.
Oh, it was like the late 1400s, early 1500s, and there's just like
don't tell me. Yeah. Mom.
True.
I mean, they thought that Africa looked like a boot. I don't know. I'm a nerd. I read.
If
that
only,
to you,
then we could wear it.
I got confused with Italy and Greece. They look like boots to me.
They do. Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of countries that look like boots. And if we just started naming them, no one would stop us.
Yeah.
New Zealand? Like,
New Zealand for one.
Yeah, suppose so.
Depends on the boot.
I think you could stretch for a Chile if you like really wanted a high heel, like long
thing. See, you guys are going to listen back to this tomorrow when you're not stoned.
Yeah.
And you're going to think, what the frick are we talking about, right?
Well, I don't know. What are we
feel like you're going to
think that, maybe you just outed yourself over anybody else.
Did you just think out loud, Bryce, on radio? That's so embarrassing.
I don't think anybody's stoned in here.
I'd like to clarify that nobody is stoned.
I think we're all crystal clear. That was pure conjecture.
It's a Monday night. We don't do that shit.
It's a Monday.
Oh, no,
it's Indigenous People's Day.
I have class tomorrow at noon, for God's sake.
Oh, noon. What an ungodly hour.
So blessed. Oh, actually, it's 1:30. Even better.
What time is it now?
It's 12:38 and 47 seconds.
Wow, that is
very, very particular.
It's a big clock.
You got a phone. We should call someone.
If you have questions for Amel and the Sniffers, call into 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
We deserve a caller.
We 100% do.
Please get us one call. Please let us.
If you call in, I have the cheat sheet for how to answer the phone right here, so I might be able to do it.
Yeah.
Just kidding, I will definitely.
Would you like to donate? How much would you like to donate?
Oh yeah, our donations drive is coming up in a week.
Really?
Feel free to visit I think it's donate.wmfo.org if you're keen. Like yeah.
Well, he's majoring in this, so he has to say that.
Oh, I'm not majoring. I'm Mechie, mechanical engineering. Mechie. But like,
oh my god.
Yeah.
I was completely wrong.
Yeah, no, I just do this for fun.
This is a man of passion.
Yeah.
This is a man
of passion.
Oh,
I love your jorts, by the way. Those are fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. The correct length.
DIY. Bryce is going for a pee.
So oh,
yeah. It's a good time to
call. Yeah. I'll get you a Sharpie later so you can sign something on the wall. You can write wherever you want, pretty much. Yeah, yeah, I'd love to have you guys leave your mark.
I already stole one from your hallway.
Great.
Oh, we can use that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
I mean, I guess so. Your name is Amy, so it makes sense that you got to Emil and the Sniffers.
Yeah.
But did you guys have any other names in the works? Like any other ideas?
We were thinking about, I have a pet dog called Rolly, and my last name's Taylor, And you know, it's like you have rolling cigarettes and then like Taylors.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be called Rolling the Taylors for a second. Oh. I mean, not really. Like, that was just in the mix.
What actually is a Taylor? Actually,
it's like a pre-rolled cigarette.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you guys call them.
Pack
I think we just,
I think
we just call them a cigarette.
So do you not,
I mean, otherwise it's just like a self-rolled.
In Australia, people usually buy rolling tobacco. And that's like the, like no one fucking bloody.
It's the cheaper way to do it. Yeah. I got you. Yeah,
it's better quality tobacco.
Yeah, yeah, why that is too. So much cooler.
Less pesticides.
In Australia, like you roll your own cigarettes on top of the bugs. And
we roll it on top of a kangaroo that we're riding to bloody go eat a snake for breakfast.
While listening to AC/DC and eating Vegemite.
Yeah.
The only way.
After swimming at the beach in thongs, flip flops. We call them thongs.
Yeah.
You call them flip flops.
And in New Zealand, they're jandals.
Yuck. Jandal sounds daggy as hell. Jandal sounds like something a nana would wear.
They're actually Japanese sandals, like the kind of the samurai wear with like wood and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the samurai were crazy. Hot take.
Indubitably.
Yeah. No, they were. They used a lot of military power to kill a lot of civilians.
I think that's
valid. We're not on the air, right?
I didn't. No, we are 100% on the air. Yeah,
no,
it's a hot take about samurai.
No. What if, I don't think that's politically advantageous to our podcast.
It's too late.
My anti-fucking samurai stance.
Yeah.
How did we get here? I was going for bloody
jandals.
I was going for 2 minutes.
We went from the like Australia, the beach, thongs, flip-flops, jandals, and then Japanese sandals, and then
naturally
samurai. Yeah, so now we're here. So one of the things that we have to do during our hour is we have to read a PSA. So I'm at.
All right, look out. Oh,
Shoddy.
Jeez.
Yeah, you want it, Amy?
Yeah, give it.
All right.
Please. Yes.
Do you want one about the.
Is this like current news?
It's.
Is this like the news hour?
Do you want one about local farmers?
Yes.
All right.
Apple. There you go.
This finger fucking has
some. Local farmers markets public service announcement. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts grown veggies, fruit, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked bloody goods. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every bloody Thursday from 3 till 7 p.m. in the Condon Shell of the Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford. Free parking, there's a lot. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesday from noon till 6 p.m. in the lot at Day and Herbert Street. On the other side of Somerville, don't forget Union Square hosts its farmers market on Saturdays from 9 till 1 p.m. right in the plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up. Get internet on and look for the farmer's market in your area. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Amy. Thank you for the wonderful... Yes.
That was incredible.
Farmer's markets are good.
When you read to the class when you're in year three, everyone has to do a page.
You guys want to read another one?
I'll do one.
Oh, we have plenty, absolutely. Yeah. We got one about mental health. We have one about not drinking and driving. You want mental health? Yeah.
Oh, drinking and driving. That's
drinking. Yeah.
I'll get drinking.
It's a nice short and sweet.
Especially because there's probably a lot of drunk drivers listening right now.
Yeah, I reckon
so. Here we go.
Well, we hope you're not.
All right. So,
but we know you are.
Is this all it is? Is this it?
Yeah, it's a pretty short one. If you want, I can find you a longer one.
Don't drink and drive. PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WFMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Describe the photo.
Oh, I gotta describe the photo.
Oh,
God.
Oh, no.
No.
That's a lot.
This is a recreation. Recreation.
No, we don't need.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
That's pretty rough.
Oh, that's pretty
rough.
Bryce
said he wanted to do the mental health one.
No, I don't want to do a mental health one.
I have another one called Food's Not Bombs.
Give me that one. All right. I'll go for it.
Yeah. Bryce is a fucking avid bum lover.
I'm an avid PSA reader.
He's always going to choose bums over food.
Food Not Bombs, PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others.
Wow.
Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking non-violent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from the Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah,
thank
nice one, Bryce. That thank was really you. Good. That was a big one. That was good. Yeah,
that was a nice long PSA.
That was
good. All
right. Gus,
yeah.
All right. Shit. Gus, so I think Gus needs to do one too. I'm
not. Oh, yeah?
No.
It's not
that good. Dyslexic.
No? I can find you a short one.
Yeah, I'm short-sighted.
Dyslexic. Blind and dyslexic.
Dyslexic.
Yeah, it's just like I have to read the book, just like he was saying, read the page in school.
Here, let's see. I'll find you one that's like...
No, I'm not
easy.
Oh, this one's pretty easy. It's a firearm safety.
That's so good.
So it's nice and tall.
This might take a while. I might be slow.
Get your glasses.
It's all right. Yeah. This is one that should take a while.
I don't have my glasses.
Important announcement.
Oh, fash.
No
matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule number 0, all guns are always loaded. Rule number 1, never point a gun
you
at
already read
anything
rule number one.
You are not willing to destroy. Look at the goddamn page. It says rule 0. Yeah. It literally says rule 0 on it.
They decided, yeah, they decided to be cheeky about it.
It says rule 0.
They were like, yeah.
It says rule 0.
It's like, this one, it's before number 1. It's so important.
Don't clown on me like that. Anyway, rule number 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule number 3, be sure of your target and what is beyond. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
Thank you so much. All right, so I think that we've done more than enough.
Stay woke.
PSAs. Stay woke. Yeah.
Guns are scary.
Guns are.
Honestly.
Don't sleep on gun laws.
No, don't sleep on your gun. Woke. It'll come off your back in the shower the next day. Awake.
Yeah. Guns. So, I mean, Australia's pretty good. You guys, like, guns are pretty illegal.
Only farmers, actually. So go to your farmer's market and get a gun. Nah. Yeah, only like farmers on farms.
Yeah. So actually, I'm going to bring, do you guys know about like the Australian emu war?
What, between flightless and,
No, it was like right after World War I, I think. I'll pull up the Wikipedia page for it.
Oh, here we go.
Well, but, basically like the Australian, like your government waged a war against emus and lost.
Wow.
No kidding. Emus are big.
They're pretty scary. Have you ever seen an emu in real life?
I haven't. I have, actually. In a zoo.
It's like a demon on two legs.
All right.
I want to know where there are more men per emu.
We gotta, like, whatever this.
How many men per emu?
We gotta get our band name in this Wikipedia page.
You guys say emu weird. It's emu.
Emu?
Emu.
Emu. Yeah.
All right.
Mew.
The emu war.
Yes.
Also known as the Great Emu War, was a nuisance wildlife management military operation undertaken in Australia over the latter part of 1932 to address public concern over the number of emus said to be running amok in the Companion District of Western Australia. The the unsuccessful attempts to curb the population of emus, a large flightless bird, indigenous to Australia, employed soldiers armed with Lewis guns, leading the media to adopt the name Emu War when referring to the incident. While a number of the birds were killed, the emu population persisted and continued to cause crop destruction. Yeah, so
we also say jaguar instead of jaguar.
That's no promises.
Good. In
every
WA,
time I hear it wrong, I will think of you. Yeah.
We had in WA also a shark cull. Look at me, I'm bragging about our wars against animals. We had a shark cull. You should look that up. Look up the shark cull, Western Australia.
Do it.
Yeah. The shark?
Shark cull, C-U-L-L. Yeah, yeah, because people kept getting attacked by sharks in the ocean.
They do that all the time in Australia. They just kill sharks. It's like, well, if somebody came into your home and started swimming, you'd kill them too.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, honestly, when I was deciding where I wanted to study abroad last semester, I was like, all right, so I'm an engineer. I need to find like a place with a good engineering school where they speak English. So I was like, all right, England, Australia, or New Zealand. I was like, okay, I want somewhere that's more beautiful than historical. So I was like, all right, either Australia or New Zealand. And also the weather's going to be better during the spring or your summer into fall. And then I was like, all right, Australia or New Zealand. If I go to Australia, everything there is like deadly.
Are things less deadly in New Zealand?
Yeah, they don't have like...
New Zealand doesn't have as many deadly animals.
Yes, they have...
Australia is not that scary though. It depends where you are, but in the cities, there's nothing to be afraid of except for pigeons, maybe a rat.
I think you're trying to spread falsehoods.
My life has never been endangered by an animal in Australia.
Well, that's good.
And that is,
there's snakes everywhere though.
Yeah.
But I mean,
there are.
To be honest, I am quite a fan of spiders.
There's spiders everywhere, too.
Dude, Sydney has funnel web spiders. I've never seen one, but they're scary. Funnel web spiders.
Ooh.
It's like you sit on a chair, you look under it, spider. You go to the toilet, you look in the window, snake.
All
right, go to school, snake. Go to school, spider.
Somebody
there's
call
always
in.
Snakes in Mullum Hall.
Yeah, last well, question. Not in Melbourne.
Yeah, but
snake at school.
You know, that's Australia. Where I grew up, there's snakes everywhere.
Can we vote on spiders versus snakes? I vote on snakes are better.
Well, snakes could eat a spider. A spider couldn't eat a snake.
They're both equally terrifying.
Well, I mean, just terrifying.
They're scary.
Which is less terrifying. I prefer snakes to spiders.
A spider is definitely less terrifying.
It less depends. Terrifying?
Well, I mean, you're more likely to get attacked by a deadly spider in the city than you are by a deadly snake. So I'd say spiders are scarier.
I can move faster than a spider.
I don't think you can. But spiders are sneakier.
Well,
spiders,
prove it.
Spiders are easier to hide. Because they aren't nothing. Just on the ground.
That's
snakes
true.
Are always on the ground. You won't find a fucking you won't find a snake on your ceiling, but a spider could come down from your ceiling and get you.
I suppose you got me there.
My closing statement on the debate of snakes versus spiders.
Very well.
Okay. Well, what about cats?
And that's why I'm running for class president.
Cats is running for class president. Yo. This year.
No.
Vote.
I mean, do vote. Definitely vote. Midterm elections are coming up.
Give us a call.
I will vote.
Cool.
I mean, honestly, the government's a mess. I'm probably going, like, out of the country after graduation. Sorry, mom and dad, if you're listening. But,
Shout out to mom and dad if you're listening.
Everybody shout out to their mom and dad.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mom important stuff.
You know, I'm gonna link my mum. It's like the afternoon in Australia right now. I'll link my mum to a live stream of this radio station.
Oh, absolutely.
My mum on the radio right now.
Is anyone listening?
Right now we have, let's see, we have...
I'll be so upset if it's zero.
Hang on. It's definitely not zero. It's never zero.
Nice.
Right now we have like 10 people listening on one of our services, and then we have like two more services that aren't tracked.
Okay.
So, like, if there's 10 on this one, probably around 30.
So
this people should be calling us then. They have no excuses.
Yeah,
we can call these people individually.
I bet this is like 30. This is 30 people who fell asleep with the radio on like 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
And then that one drunk driver.
I hope we be safe, guy.
Yeah.
Guns are scary.
So are cars. You know?
Cars are dangerous. Guns are scary.
Don't do it. Firearms. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Farmers markets are good.
Well, you guys did what's scarier, snakes or spiders? What's scarier for you, guns or cars?
It's a good question, honestly.
Yeah, wow. That was.
I feel like guns are scarier, but Amy, cars are
Stephen
more dangerous.
Colbert. I put Stephen Colbert below Amy if anybody saw my hands.
What's Stephen Colbert?
As a late night host makes a bunch of stupid jokes at night.
Remember
you made
time,
a joke better than
that,
his.
Remember that time I was like, dude, I'll pay your rent this month if this guy doesn't tell a joke about Donald Trump. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
That's
it,
exactly
dude,
who
it really
is.
Happened. It really did happen.
Oh, I believe.
You know, I don't want to spoil the story, but I didn't pay Amy's rent.
that was a
well, she pays her rent on time every month. Yeah.
No. I'm actually homeless right now, so I'm not free.
Well,
so that's
cheers
cool.
to you. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's still a great song.
Yeah.
But one still doesn't stop kicking ass.
My next landlord, they'll know.
They will be very aware.
Because I'm working hard right now to get that song public so that my next landlord will know.
Yes. Yes. Amy's next landlord. I hope you're listening.
Who needs good credit when you have a song like that?
Yeah.
Actually.
So untrustworthy, but it'll work.
It's on my credit card. Just write a good song.
Yeah. Well, it is 12:55. You're listening to Mellow Max, and this is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm joined by Amel and the Sniffers. Thank you guys so much for joining me.
Thank you,
another
Mellow
couple
Max.
Minutes. Yeah, of course.
Sorry. I jumped the gun on that one.
You guys have any like I guess if you had any... any words of wisdom, anything that you really want to just, like, say to the 10 to maybe 30 people listening right now?
This guy didn't knock. He didn't knock when he walked into the room.
It's okay. It's okay. Us DJs, we...
Jonah.
I got a good word of advice.
Yeah?
There's two types of people in this world, cunts and good cunts. If you're going to be a cunt, you might as well be a good one.
Oh, all right, savage. All right. Yeah.
I can see beads of sweat coming down your head, Max.
Oh, it's just hot in here. I don't think the AC's on, which it should be. But we're
yeah,
good. I mean, it depends on the country you're in. I'm going to say that that's a fine word.
Cunts just short for country. I'm talking about good countries and bad countries.
Wow, that's absolutely. Probably
that's
worse
pretty deep.
Politically for you.
But I dig it, personally.
What's poppin'?
What is poppin'?
Was that a pun?
Oh yeah, it is. Nah.
What are you guys doing after this? What do you get eating food?
We ate a slice of pizza pre here. Nice.
Would you think of like Boston pizza versus Australian pizza?
Shit. Let me take this. Hold on. Last time
you haven't been to Australia.
I saw the King Gizzard concert. You said Boston pizza was good, and it's not. Did you go to New York afterward? I didn't mean to put you on the spot about
pizza. Who said Boston pizza was good?
She did.
I mean, I think Boston pizza is good, but I don't think there's bad pizza.
Didn't we get pizza in Boston that was called New York Pizza?
No, it was the chain, like the franchise, New York Pizza.
Yeah. Literally right next to the venue you guys went to that I also went to afterward.
Did you think the pizza was good?
No.
Oh.
I didn't, but I don't know what Australian pizza is like. And I don't want to be elitist. I don't want to be talking about like what I think is good and not good pizza.
It was pretty funny when we played New York. There was like a hot dog stand right.
Oh, they're everywhere.
There was a hot dog stand out the front, and they tried to rip me off. And then on stage,
oh my god,
would they charge like $6? $6?
No, it was $5, and they charged like $10.
Oh.
And I was like, no. And then on stage, I was like, there's a hot dog stand out the corner tonight. And then Declan goes, tonight we riot. And then, or something like that. And then when we went out later, like literally like 10 minutes after we played, we went out and the hot dog stand backed up. Yeah. And some guy came up to me, he's like, yeah, we all gave him one.
Yeah, I think I said something like, the revolution starts now.
The revolution. That is the coolest thing
I've ever heard. We have it recorded. We'll have it out on vinyl soon.
Yes, please.
Honestly, please send that here.
Yeah.
At least two copies. Yeah, we'll keep one for the station, and I'll see.
Yeah. Anyway, Max, our time is up.
Yeah.
It's Jonah's turn to intervene.
Yes, it is. We have another, like, 55 seconds.
We have 10 seconds to leave the Big Brother house.
So that's
10.
Gonna wrap for the next 50 seconds.
Let's go to a song.
Yeah.
Max's radio, it
Let's
is live.
Mole Sniff. We have time for Mole Sniff.
Yeah, we do. I will throw it on right now. It's
see ya.
Here, play.
Here we are with Rockhampton. Snip, snip, snip.